This is Kim Dumaine, Dr. Peebles' free message, Inviting Higher Consciousness, April 5th, 2024.
Bless you, Dr. Peebles here. It is a joy and a blessing when man and spirit join together in search of the greater truths and awareness. Welcome, dear friends. Now, indeed, many of you are exploring the different realms of spirit within you and around you in the world. You are allowing us entry into your personal lives more and more frequently, and we do indeed appreciate that very much, and thank you for the opportunity to be able to share with you. Now, of course, we love speaking through our various channels on the planet, but we would also enjoy being able to connect more directly with all of you, as well as your personal guides and teachers are reaching out, wanting to connect, wanting to give you more of a taste of what is available to you. Now, your own spirit, of course, is there ready and waiting to help you explore the higher realms of understanding within you, yes, as part of your universal connection to God and to divine intelligence, which you are, of course. But more and more, we are asking that you participate in this. Yes, indeed, do not sit back and wait for it to plop down in front of you like a food delivery. No, no, we're not here as an Uber delivery person, but more and more we ask that you work with us, that you meet us halfway, that you invite us into your life, and that you expect, of course, that you have that access to the higher dimensions too. That awareness that you are, dear friends. Now, many of you have forgotten this. Many of you think, well, this is just the world I'm in and there's nothing more. You have allowed yourself to be indeed defined by the personality, by the ego, by how others indeed perceive you and see you or categorize you, by a host of many, many different aspects of your being. But you are so, so much more than that. And so when you make the decision, yes, to invite a higher awareness, a higher consciousness into your being, your world explodes. You allow yourself to see truths that you would have never dreamed possible. You begin indeed to comprehend yourself, your purpose, your connection to everyone and everything in this world around you. In other words, your whole life begins to bloom into a greater understanding where you are seeing things clearly, maybe indeed for the first time. There are many, many different levels. Some of you, of course, are, yes, a little more advanced in your spiritual journey. You have been seeking, you have been studying and exploring the different realms and dimensions for quite a long time, not just this lifetime. But there's even more for you. So do not allow yourself to be deluded, indeed, to think that there is nothing more, that you've already reached a pinnacle of understanding, for there is indeed more. Each level, each dimension, there are many more to explore within them. So it is always a blessing and a challenge. For you continue to expect the greater awareness, the greater consciousness that you can indeed allow into this life. Now, the beauty of it all is that as you allow yourself to explore these realms, to feel that sweet energy, to understand the love that is at its core, you are able then to be able to share it with others. You are giving it greater access to other people, for you indeed are branching out into this realm, making that portal of energy much more accessible to others because of your willingness, because how you have challenged and dared yourself to believe that there is more. Now, many of you are starting to remember. You are indeed breaking through the confines of the earth dimension, of the many, many limitations that, of course, you agreed to when you entered into the earth plane. And you are starting to have little memories burst through the veil where you are saying, aha, now I remember what I had vowed indeed to regain so that I would not be lost into this third dimension of physicality, where I will not allow myself to be convinced of any fear, limitation, for you are always, of course, allowing yourself to decide, to choose between which realm of thinking, feeling, and living you will decide to live by. Will it be a lower consciousness that is dominated and ruled by fear, by control, by keeping the herd all together, yes, shaking in their boots? Now, you're seeing a lot of that right now on the planet. Is that how you wish to live? Or will you dare to dream of higher vistas? Dare to see beyond the walls? Yes, indeed. So many of you are realizing you have been boxed in by those walls. And you are refusing now to believe what you have been told. Well, how you have been taught. Now, this has been going on for thousands of years on the planet. There have been many who have come forth to try to teach you a higher way, to show you the path to the higher consciousness that, of course, that is ingrained within you. And now more and more that information has become available through channels such as my own, through many, many other teachers, both in physical, in spirit, who are working with you, dear souls, to jog your memories, to help you see beyond your nose, to help you to feel the love and the light that is available to you at any time that you desire. But truly, it starts there, dear friends. Do you have the desire? Do you indeed believe enough that there is more than what you can see with your, what you can sense with your five senses? There's so much more to explore, dear ones, and you are ready, you are poised to be able to allow it into your being, to allow it to grow, to allow it to expand out, to be able to reach others, to be able to show the world what you are capable of what all are capable of when you work together. For indeed, you are all part of this higher consciousness. It is only the illusion of the physical plane of the earth dimension that indeed shrouds you from the truth that you are beings of higher consciousness. For indeed, many of you think, well, that's just for the saints, that's just for the master teachers, Jesus, Buddha, etc. But dear ones, you all have the seeds of greatness in you. Now, what will you do? Will you believe that you are worthless? Will you believe that you have no power? Will you believe that only some are allowed to climb to greater heights of success, greater heights of self-fulfillment, of serving others? You all have that part of you, that God within you, that it is up to you to decide what you're going to do with it. Will you indeed call upon that energy? Will you invite the energy of God into your daily life, into your body, into your soul? Will you allow yourself to taste it, to feel it? Indeed, your emotions are going to change as you allow this energy. You will feel more joy. You will feel more contentment. You will seek the greater fulfillment that the God within you wants you to see and to explore, and indeed to manifest in this realm, so that energy will gently start to spread, and more will take hold of this consciousness, and indeed create the heaven on earth that it was always designed to be. We tell you all clearly, despite how things appear at this time on earth, it is not doom and gloom. It is not going to indeed be hell. No, not at all. You are on, yes, the cusp of understanding the inner being more and seeing what is available, seeing how you can indeed create beyond what you've ever been told. But you must seek it within you, not in the outer world. For you are not going to be shown that. Seek it amongst each other. Yes, indeed. For you will, indeed, if you design it and believe, you will be gravitated toward others of like mind, where you can support each other. And together you will grow more and more steadily into the higher consciousness that the divine intelligence, the universe is indeed drawing you to. There is much to accomplish. much to enjoy, much indeed to grow toward a greater understanding of peace, first within yourself, and then indeed in the world. We God bless each and every one of you.